Lessons from Qur'an are path to explore. Reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an are path to explore. Reflections from life and so much more.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Lessons and Reflections. In this program, we present various verses from the Holy Quran, and we try to find out their meaning, lessons, and we then reflect upon them. Be with us from start till end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah. You'll be learning from today's episode. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program. With all good intentions, because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, inshallah, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer before performing any task or any good deed. You're watching, you can make this intention, you watch from start to end, you remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respected viewers, today we have selected a beautiful verse from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 144. We'll listen to its recitation, then its translation, then inshallah we'll talk about what ulama of tafsir have mentioned its explanation. There's so much to learn from this, inshallah. By the end of this program, you will feel the love of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam in your heart. Many lessons to learn, and then we will reflect, inshallah, too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran,
قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we see the frequent raising of your face towards the heavens. So most certainly we shall turn you towards the Qibla that you are pleased with. So now turn your face towards the sacred house, Al-Masjid Al-Haram. O Muslims, wherever you are, turn your faces in its direction. Respective verses, this verse of the Holy Quran tells how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors the happiness of His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and fulfills His wishes. Now, what is the contextual background of this verse? When was it revealed? When Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam migrated to Madinatul Nabi, Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. And then he was ordered to face Baytul Maqdis while praying Salah. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam started offering Salah facing Baytul Maqdis. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's wish was that Khana'i Kaaba, Baytullah, house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, that shall be made as Qibla for the believers. One of the reasons for this wish was that this Khana'i Kaaba, Baytullah, was the Qibla of many Anbiya Ikram, including Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Another reason for this was that when Muslims, they started praying facing towards Baytul Maqdis, then the Jews of that time, they started talking like that. These people, they are against our religion, but they pray facing towards our Qibla. One day Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was praying, and while praying, he was raising his blessed face again and again, again and again, towards the heavens, towards the sky, with the hope that the order for the change of Qibla direction is revealed. And during that, this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran was revealed during Salah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam's wish was favored. Allahu Akbar. And according to the wish of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, Khana'i Ka'aba, Baytullah in Masjid al-Haram, that was made as a Qibla for the believers until the day of judgment. And during Salah, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam turned and faced towards Khana'i Ka'aba. And with Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan also took the turn. Allahu Akbar. And then they followed Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, and then this salah was prayed. Like these two rakas, they were prayed, offered while facing Baytul Maqdis, and the other two were offered, prayed while facing the Khana'i Ka'bah, Baytullah, Subhanallah. This is a bayan dalil, an open proof and evidence that how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam's wish is favored from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that upon the wish, upon the niza, upon the pleasure of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the direction of Qibla was changed. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed Qibla due to the wish of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. In this verse which we have just heard, it was not said that we will change your direction of Qibla, not because that we want it to be changed. Rather, it was said in the verse, فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. So most certainly we shall turn you towards the Qibla that you are pleased with, Subhanallah. The riza of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wish of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, the pleasure of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam is favored in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, it is said, O my beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, everyone wants my riza, everyone wants my pleasure, whereas I favor and want your pleasure and your riza. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Al-Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman says that no doubt Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is bound by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no doubt he does not do any act which is against the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further he says, and no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also favors the wish of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam came to Medina, then it was the hukum that facing Baytul Maqdis, Salah will be prayed. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was bound by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this regard. And this was to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the heart of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam wanted to face Khana'i Ka'bah, Baytullah. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the wish of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, ordered Muslims to face the Qibla until the day of judgment, facing towards Baytullah in Masjid al-Haram, Subhanallah. And this was favoring the pleasure of Mustafa alayhi salatu wa sallam. And the one who denies this will deny the Qur'an. Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says that I see the Rabb, the Lord of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that he quickly fulfills the wish of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith regarding the mahshar, it is mentioned Rabbul Alameen will gather awwaleen and akhireen, and it would be said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُلُّهُمْ يَطْلُبُونَ رِضَائِي وَأَنَا أَطْلُبُ رِضَاكَ يَا مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They all want my pleasure, whereas I want your pleasure, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. خُدَا كِي رِضَا چَاہَتَيْهِنْ دُعَالَمْ خدا چاہتا ہے رضا محمد. There are so many other dalail regarding the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And one of this is the way Allah tabarak wa ta'ala changed the direction of Qibla until the day of judgment for the pleasure of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this hukam even did not delay for a bit. Rather, within the salah that ayah was revealed, and then the hukam ittiba, following the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was also not delayed. During the salah, this was, subhanallah, followed. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam turned his blessed direction, the blessed face towards Khana'i Kaaba. And look at the ittiba of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. The Sahaba Ikram alayhim Ridwan also followed Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam there and then within the salah. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored the wish of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And during salah, how Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam followed the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at how did Sahaba Ikram did ittiba of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam right in salah. This is called following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also do true ita'at, true ittiba'a, that we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because that is the essence of our iman. Likewise, in the night of Miraj, initially there were 50 salahs which we had to pray, and this was the gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for the pleasure of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, this number was reduced to 5. Now, respective viewers, look at this. How Allah tabarak wa ta'ala favors the wish of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, and what is our condition? That we can pray 5 daily prayers, and we can get reward of 50, but yet we don't even pray 5. This is not right. We must offer salah 5 times a day. We should also stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pay shukr for all His ni'mas and blessings He has bestowed upon us. We should also do ruku and sujood, paying shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings, what we enjoy every day at night. And further, respected viewers, we can also see that in Badr and Hunayn, how the angels assisted believers, how the madad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through angels arrived, and how this help completely changed the scene. Allahu Akbar. This is again the riza of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Badr, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam went in sajda and he cried and he prayed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, and he asked for the help, and Allahu Akbar, 313, they dominated over 1,000. This is again why? Because the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arrived in the form of angels, and they assisted believers. And only a few, 313, they dominated over the enemy. Subhanallah. Why was it? Again, it was the riza of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. Khuda ki riza chahate hain do alam. Khuda chahata hai riza-e Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And look at the time when Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was saddened after the departure of Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed wife of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, and to comfort Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, called to the heavens. Subhanallah. The journey of Asra wal Mi'raj was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Journey of ascension, this climax, these manazil of qurb, these stages of proximity, Allahu Akbar, they were awarded to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what was it for? This was to convert Rasulullah alayhi wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was to please Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. This wasl, this proximity was granted. خدا کی رضا چاہتے ہیں دو عالم، خدا چاہتا ہے رضا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And then the pond of Kawthar is given to Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ اکبر. And for the pleasure of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins of the ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahu Akbar. There's only one personality who will be granted shafa'ati kubra. At first, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam will only have the access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do shafa'at, to intercede. This honor is only granted to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is again to seek the pleasure of Mustafa alayhi salatu wa salam. وَلَصَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allahu Akbar. This will be manifested on the day of judgment, how the rizā of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be favored. فَقَدْ اِتْنَا سَبَبْ هَيْ إِنْ اِقَادِ بَزْمِ مَحْشَرْكَا. فَقَدْ اِتْنَا سَبَبْ هَيْ إِنْ اِقَادِ بَزْمِ مَحْشَرْكَا. کہ ان کی شانِ محبوبی دکھائی جانے والی ہے. On the day of judgment, the status of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be shown to each and everyone, to awwaleen and akhireen will be gathered. And this will be shown the maqam of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how the pleasure of Mustafa alayhi salatu wa salam is favored, this will be showcased when on the day of judgment. Respective viewers, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will please his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, this will be shown on the day of judgment. When Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam will intercede his ummatis on mizan, on scale, on bulsirat, and he will make them enter in Jannah. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, on Pul Sirat, how Allah Azza rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he describes the Ushaqani Mustafa when they will hear the dua of Mustafa alayhi salatu wa salam, Rabbi Sallim, this prayer of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, and they will hear, and he says, Raza Pul Si'ab Vajd Karte Guzariye. Ki hai Rabbi Sallim Sada'i Muhammad. The prayer of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam is Rabbi Sallim. Now Raza, cross the bridge of Sirat while doing wajd. This is how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala pleases his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why we should love Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam from the bottom of our heart. And we should seek the pleasure of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. Because seeking the pleasure of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, in fact, is seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we follow the sunnah of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, sunnahs of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, if we love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam from bottom of our hearts, inshallah, in fact, we are seeking the pleasure of our Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal, because he has commanded us to do this. And once we do this, we will gain the pleasure of our Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal, and we will have salvation in both worlds. That's all for today. We'll come back with another interesting, beautiful verse from the Holy Quran. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat al-Nabi. Sallu al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lessons from Qur'an, about to explore, reflections for life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an, about to explore, reflections for life and so much more.